Verse 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Now, again, we have something very important here. First thing is, if you stand for Jesus Christ today, it'll cost you something. There's no question about that. Then the next thing here that's very important is to know that the Lord Jesus, He's the Savior of all men. Today we've had a great deal of discussion about the fact, what was the color of Christ's eyes? How did Jesus look when He was here? Was He a blonde or a brunette? And a man said to me several years ago, he says, you know, I saw a terrible picture. He says, they painted a black Christ. Well, I said to him, why not? I said, He's the Savior of all men. Now, friends, the important thing to understand is not the color of His skin, is not the color of His hair, it's not how high He was, how tall He was, or how much He weighed. That's not the important thing. And the Scripture never lets you in on though He became a man. They never tell you anything about His description. The FBI just doesn't have it in their files today of how He looked, how high He was, and all that kind of information. But may I say to you, the Bible has it in its files. He's the Savior of all men. And whoever you are, He's your Savior. And He's the only Savior. But who does He save? Those that believe. You can turn Him down if you want to. There is a plane, we're told, it leaves the international airport here every minute. May I say to you, I can get on any of them, but I don't. But every now and then I screw up my courage, like when I went to Florida. I screwed up my courage, I got a ticket, and I got on a plane going to Miami, Florida. It's a plane for everybody, but not everybody's going. Christ is the Savior of all men, but it's those that believe. I had to believe enough to get on the plane. This is important for us to see. Now, will you notice, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. There would be those in the church that say, well, he's just a young fella, he doesn't know yet, and maybe he didn't, but don't let anybody despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Now, how can you keep them from it? Don't act like a young fool. May I put it very plainly? That is a thing that an old retired minister said to me when I began as a young preacher before I was ordained. I told him, I said, I feel a little embarrassed. I'm just a student out there. And when I see a person with gray hair come in, I get frightened. He said, don't ever worry about that. Don't let anyone, he says, and he gave me this scripture, despise your youth. But you make dead sure you're an example of the believers. That's the important thing. It's not age that's important, but whether you're an example of the believers. In what way? In word, and in conduct, and in love, and in spirit, and in faith, and in purity. Now today we may have a new morality. The Bible has a new morality also, and this is it. And believe me, in this day and age in which we live, this is brand new to a lot of folk. And I'd like to say this today, because I know that there are a lot of young believers that are listening to me. Here is God's standard. We should be an example today in word, in our conversation, in our conduct, in our love, in our spirit, and in faith, and in purity. Now he says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Now, may I say this, that we've come to here is something else. First of all, he said to him, and apparently Timothy was a young man. I think he must have been in his 30s. And now he says here, the minister is to read the scriptures publicly. For what purpose? To comfort and to teach. Till I come, give attendance to reading, read the word of God, and to exhortation and to doctrine. Now, this is important to understand today. The Word of God needs to be read. And until the church is getting people into the Word of God, it's, I think, missing its main function. This is very important. Now, this also is applicable to Timothy personally. What is the minister to do today? How is the minister to grow? Well, he's to grow by reading and by exhortation and doctrine. You see, a growing minister makes a growing church, and that's important to see. One of the greatest things ever said concerning Dwight L. Moody was said by a neighbor. They said, every time Mr. Moody comes home, you can just tell how much he's grown spiritually. And what about you? Are you farther along today than you were this time last year? Are you growing in grace and the knowledge of Christ? And the only way to do is by reading the Word of God, the great truths of the Word of God,